And so I guess that's the segue into another song called Me and Cal, which just explores those kinds of issues in a partially personal way, although the exact details of the story are quite different from my life.
Are you saying that you did get raised with a handgun at your bedside and encouraged to forcefully deal with those who gave you grief?
Not at all. My parents were not at all like that. My parents were great, and actually my family was a refuge from all of the horrors of school at that time, during middle school especially. Things started to get better, but by then I was in a different place. I was in Connecticut where nobody knew me, but I was made fun of for a lot of things, for my name, which is often associated with women, and the fact that I play violin. Not really that interested in sports. Sorry, everybody who might be interested in sports. But at the same time, feeling like I was a target all the time, I cannot say that I didn't fantasize periodically in my worst and darkest moments about exacting revenge in some way. But at the same time, I also had fantasies, and they were equally strong, if not stronger, of people who were bullying me at the time, coming to me and asking for forgiveness or wanting to be friends. And I really wanted that. That was a really desirable fantasy for me. I really wanted to make friends with these people and not be in conflict anymore. And so the reason why I wrote the song was not to dredge up old things about my life necessarily, although it ended up touching on those things, and that's why I feel like I could write about it believably. But it was because I was actually called by another songwriter at the time to write a song about school shootings. And I thought, gosh, this would be an interesting and poignant thing to write about. And the reason I chose this is just what makes somebody do those things in the first place, but more importantly, what makes someone change their mind and not do them after all? Because that's really the key. If we can turn people around, if we can keep people from doing those things in the first place, then that's really the key. So I think this song was an exploration of that. And I think that empathy is teaching people empathy in some way, shape, or form, or instilling empathy in people. I think that is one way by which that happens. And I think that's where the song explores that.
And song is Me and Cal by Tracy Feldman.
Jeffrey Hill and his sniveling hordes practiced wrestling moves on me again by the school willow trees where no one could hear. Remember the taste of the grass and the dust they tore off in their mustangs with streaks of rust. And I stumbled to catch the bus. Me and Cal went down by the water that night after school again. We played shoot up the hooligans. Cal was my only friend. Probably company CEO by now. It's like he lives in another town, even when he's around. My mom says she doesn't want me and Cal hanging out anymore, but she's already out the door. Takes the Porsche to the liquor store. On the couch, me and Cal watch the cop shows up on my knees as they rush in to punish the enemies. No one ever did that for me. Came to school to show Jeff and his boys I could be the boss of this neighborhood, the pit of my stomach like burning wood. As we crouched in the brush, watched the school crowd buzz like a cyclone. Then Jeffrey Hill sauntered by alone, caught in surprise like he turned. Jeffrey's eyes were as wide as the river that flowed down his dripping legs. His voice like a broken egg. For the first time I heard him beg. I fingered Cal's trigger, then saw it was me I'd kill. Cal's steel was a mirror filled with my fear, just like Jeffrey Hill's. So I lowered Cal into my bag and threw Jeffrey my clean gym clothes. Then in silence I turned to go. I just hoped no one else would know. Sits alone in a box, in a closet with bullets gone. I watch the river move on and on, with no victories, only another dawn.
Me and Cal. And the me in this case is Tracy S. Feldman.
There's a wonderful quotation I've heard attributed to Mother Teresa that the problem with the world is that we draw the circles of family too small. Anything that allows us to include more people in our family, our school, our neighborhood, our city, state, nation, the globe, anything that moves us in that direction is good. And I think it means that it will reduce the violence.
I completely agree. I think that really sums up in a really nice way a lot of the things that I've come to think about why people allow themselves to support the destruction of another people or discrimination against another group is just that. And that's what Walls of Jericho were about. If the people of Jericho in the first place were part of our family, then that never would have happened. Yeah, et cetera, and Palestinian likewise.